Não, fala para o Pierre, teaser, encerra de dedos. Zero seven, 19, 20, 25, dictation is 4. I hear Escobar. Escobar spells E-S-C-O-B-A-R. I hear spells J-A-H-I-R. Date of birth is 10-20-2024. This is an 8-month-old child accompanied by parents. 4. Pulling on his ears and white stuff in his mouth, period. Next line, mom said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. She said child is fussy. She reports no increased temperature, but has been given Motrin, which helps with the pain for a short period of time, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Mom said child was a full term, spontaneous vaginal delivery without complications, said all his vaccinations are up to date. Next line, says child is eating and drinking well. She denies vomiting, denies diarrhea. Next line, denies recent swimming or immersion in water. Next line, she says child has been put on his right ear, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented, correction. Child is alert, interactive, playful, moist mucous membranes. Patient cries whenever his left ear is touched. Next paragraph. A physical exam, he's alert, oriented. Correction. Vital signs are as follows. Temperature 97.8. Other indices was difficult to get because of patient's extreme fussiness, period. Next paragraph, left ear, erythematous, TM. TM is dull. Appears to have effusion. Which appears to appears purulent, period. Next paragraph. Oral exam, white plaque, discreetly distributed on child buccal surface. No lesion is present on his tonsils or pharynx or uvula. The gums are edematous and erythematous. There are budding teeth present. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs heard. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-distended. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, child is interactive, playful, smiles occasionally but cries most. He cries with tears and is easily comforted, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is otitis media. Number two is teething syndrome. Number three is oral candidiasis. Number four is vomiting. Next paragraph. In clinic, the patient was given Tylenol. The child was observed. After receiving Tylenol, the child was much less fussy and appears much more comfortable. He was given 2.7 milliliters of Tylenol, which equates approximately 150 milligrams dose base. Weight base formulary. Next paragraph. Mom was sent home with nystatin 100,000 units per mil. Mom was advised to use 1 mil 4 times a day for 14 days and was 56 mils. She was advised that after lesions are gone to use 0.5 mil in each inner surface of the patient's mouth and do that 48 hours after symptoms are gone. She was sent home with Motrin 100/5 mL, only 5 mL CID, PRN for pain, next medication, amoxicillin. /5 mL, you get 5 mL CID for 10 days, number 150, next medication, Zofran. 4/5 mL, you give 0.63 mL POTID PRN for vomiting. Mom was advised to buy some Pedialyte. I recommend the flavored Pedialyte today versus the clear ones. Correction, the color of Pedialyte versus the clear one. She says she understands and will. She was given strict return precautions. She was also advised to go to the emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.